Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. White House health advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said the pandemic is the worst seen in more than a century. Fauci spoke as President Donald Trump issued a stout defense of a disproved use of a malaria drug as a treatment for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Fauci rejected President Trump's renewed claims after a controversial tweet suggested the doctor had misled the public about the drug, the hydroxychloroquine. Trump retweeted a post that alleged Fauci has misled the American public on many issues, but in particular on dismissing hydroxychloroquine. Fauci responded by saying, "I have not been misleading the American public under any circumstances." More than 4 million people here in the U.S. have been infected by the coronavirus, and the death toll is nearing 150,000. One of the most frustrating symptoms of COVID-19 is the loss of the sense of smell, and scientists now say they think they understand why it happens. The experts writing in the journal Science Advances said the coronavirus infiltrates the cells that provide major structural support to sensory neurons, the neurons that detect odors and send those messages to the brain. Since the sense of smell is linked to the sense of taste, the coronavirus also affects the ability to taste food. Harvard Medical School researchers said 90% of recovering COVID-19 patients who have lost their sense of smell and taste regained it. In separate studies, scientists are still trying to conclude whether it's possible to get COVID-19 twice. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app.